I wasn't able to give jail last night because one of my grandsons got engaged at a big party last night. So we'll give the shiur tonight as tashlumin. We left off last week in the first perek in Bechairis. We did a little bit, we're not reading all the Gemara, we did a little bit on Vav and Beis. The Gemara needed a pasuk. There was a question, which is the pasuk? So according to one Tana, it says Gomel, Gomel twice. According to another Tana, it says Es HaGomel. So the S is a ribui. The Gemara says that was a machlekes HaTanoim, whether you darsh an S or not. And then Gemara quotes that there was a Tana, they're not sure what his name was, either Shimon Hamsoni or Nechemio Hamsoni, two versions. He used to darsh an every S Shabbat Torah until he came to the pasuk Es HaShem HaKecha Tira. And what could he possibly be marbe to have Yirah Shamayim for someone else in addition to the Rabbanu Shalom? It didn't make any sense. So he backed out from all of the drushes, and the Talmidim asked him, what's going to be? We took notes. He gave drushes on Bereshish Mos, but you count everything up until the pasuk Es HaShem HaKecha Tira. What do we do with all the notes? So he said, put them in Shemus, everything is wrong. Kishem Shekibalti Schar ala Risha. Just like all the time, I thought I was saying Torah Emes. It's a glowing Bosal Mafia now that all of the Shtiklot Torah that I said were not correct. But at the time, I thought I was saying Emes Torah. So you get reward. That's what the Ravid points out. You see from this Gemara that you get reward if you try to learn Pshat, even if you learn the wrong Pshat. The Ravid has Hasogas. The Ravid and the Balamor learn Pacharusa. So just like the Balamor has Hasogas on the Rif. So the Ravid also has Hasogas on the Rif. Balamor goes from Brochus to the end, to everything. And the Ravid starts in the middle of Ksubis. So the Ravid writes in his introduction, the Rif is such a great Goyim, such a major Pesach. Mistama, whatever I'm going to disagree with, the Rif is incorrect. Mistama, the Rif is right. But I still get reward for trying to say things that I think are correct, even if in truth it's incorrect. And he quotes this Gemara, that the Tana said, Shem Shekid Balti Yitzchar ala Prisha, ala Drisha. All the years I was giving drushes on all the Essen. I thought that that's a valid Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes, but the extra word S. And now he backed out from everything. So he says, now everything is wrong. So now, Kacha Kabal Yitzchar ala Prisha. Now I'll get reward by not darshaning, by publicizing that all the drushes that I gave were incorrect. So according to one Tana, and Achabara Bekiva Valime, and the Kiva said, no, Esa Shem Lekachatir, the Rabbis Talmid HaChachamim. What do you mean, Talmid HaChachamim? So that's what Tosis writes. And if you place is Rabbi Muga, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Mara Rabbah Kemara Shamayim is based on this pasuk, Esa Shem Lekachatir, you have to have Yirah from the Rabbi Shalom, Yirah Sakovid. So you have to have Yirah Sakovid, Mara Rabbah Kemara Shamayim by Rabbi Muga. There's a din of Rabbi Muga and a din of Rabbi Shena Muga. Rabbi Muga, the Gemara has a lotion if it's Rav Chachmasa Amenu. Rabbi Shene Mubek means I learned a lot from this person, but it's not Rav Chachmasi Yemen. So that's a machlokes HaTanaim, whether it makes sense to darshan the word Es or not. So the Gemara said, on Vav and Beis, Gemara says, according to one Tana, you darshan Es. So it says, Es HaGomel. Not only is the Gomel also, the Cholav of the Gomel, Hayotzeh Min HaTam is also Tomei. The Cholav of the Gomel is also Asa. And according to the other Tana holds, you don't darshan Es. S is a normal way of writing a biblical Hebrew. You put in a word S. So you darshan the fact that it says Gomel, Gomel. It says twice the word Gomel. One goes on the Gomel, one goes on the Cholav of the Gomel. So that's the mocker for the din of Yotze Min HaTomei is Tomei. What if you have a situation of Yotze Min HaTomei Umin HaTohar? Let's say you have, if this is physically possible, a Behema Tohoira becomes pregnant from a Behema Tomei. So the Vlad, you have to have a father and a mother. You have to have an egg and a Zera HaZachar to join together. So that's how the Vlad is going to be Yotze Min HaTomei Umin HaTohar. It's Yotze from the mother, Yotze from the father. So that's on Zayin Amid Aleph, that's a Machlokes HaTanaim, where the Zeb Zagarm is also Ramuta. Zeb Zagarm is a prat within the din of Yotze Min HaTomei. You know, there is a din, Yotze Min HaTomei is Aser. So there's a Shalom, what if it's Yotze Min HaTomei Umin HaTohar? So that's a machlokes here. We paskin Yotze Min HaTomei. We paskin Zeb Zagarm is mutam. The Gemara had in Masechus Avodah Zarah, the Gemara had Ahava minet to say, and the Ran there explained, the Ran on the Rif, and Abba Yitzhak explains Ahava minet, there was Ahava minet to say that Yotze menatome menatohar is mutter because it's like a beetle. What's an example of Yotze? What's an example of Zebizagram? Take for example, in Shulchan Aruch they talk about the following case. A cow gives off milk, but if the cow doesn't have any food to eat, so it doesn't develop any milk. So we consider that. So if you have a behemoth tmeya, a non-kosher animal, and it eats grass, the grass is not treif. You don't call out Yotze min HaTomim. You don't call out Zebizagram. That's a Yotze min HaTomim. The gomel. The gomel eats grass. So the major goyrim of the milk is the cow. So that's Yotze min HaTomim is awesome. If you have the reverse, if it's a kosher cow, not a treif animal, not a pig, not an elephant. If you have a kosher cow, but it eats chametz bePesach, so we call that zebes agorim. Is it the chametz that it's eating is also agorim? If it wouldn't have eaten any food, it wouldn't have the koyach, it wouldn't have any koyach to develop any milk. So that's a case of zebes agorim. So chametz bePesach is b'mashu. So there's a Taz, a famous Taz, where he quotes this Ran in Avodah Zarah, that Zev is a garm is mutter, we pass it from mutter, because we consider it as if there is a bitl, as if there's a tarugas in the milk that comes out. If you have a dochor in a cave, one is a behemoth male, one is a behemoth toira. So if the female is a behemoth male, and the zohar is a behemoth toira, that's a yotze min hatomei. There's no machlokes on that. That's like a pig. That's like a pig gives off milk, but it was eating kosher grass. You don't say zeb is a goyrim. The main goyrim is the pig. So over here also, if you have a tomato, gives birth to a vlad, the female that carries the vlad for so many months gives birth. So that's yotze min hatomei. That's awesome. The other way is going to be a machlekes hatanoim. If the female is a behemoth tohera and the male is a behemoth tmeya, so then you say that's a case of zerah from the zohar is called also a goyrim. And that's a machlekes Rav Lezer, Rav Yeshua, and Zayin Amin Aleph, and that's what paskin that it's muta. So the Ran explains it's like you have the koiches from the zohar and then a keiva joined together in the Vlad. Since one of them was a Gurim of Isser, so it's a Shail of Taruvis, so we say that since the major Gurim was the Nekeva, the major Gurim, the Nekeva was carrying the Vlad all the months, and she gave birth. So the major Gurim is the Nekeva, so I said that the Gurim of the Isser is Batl Beroi. But if you have less, the Abadizar is B'mashahu, that's a Gemara Masechus Avodah Zarah. That's a Shaila. That din that Avodah Zarah is b'mashu, it's not batal. That's the question. Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? So the Pashtas, we assume that that's a Chumrah midrabban. You look in the Rambam, it's questionable because the Rambam says Avodah Zarah is b'mashu, is based on a Pasuk Chumash, but the Yidbat Biotcha Me'uma Minachem. Me'uma means kolshu. So the Rambam, where did the Rambam get this idea from? That the pasuk lead, but biyotcha me'uma nachher means kosher. So that's a Masechus Shabbos. In the middle of Masechus Shabbos, you have 2-3 prokim about hoitzoa on Shabbos. If you carry a Rishu Sarabim, that's a halacha derais. Carry the alam is a carry from Rishu Sarabim. So depending on what you carry, it has a different shiur. Did you carry wood? Did you carry metal? Did you carry water? Did you carry wine? Did you carry milk? Whatever you're carrying has a different shiur. Is it Machabeim? Is it Machaladim? Yeah, I think 2.5 prokim with details of what you carry. So that Mishnah says, what if you carry a bedizar to throw it out in the garbage? So you carried it. So the Mishnah says, even if that bedizar is a kolshu, it's not the gigantic pestle. It's a tiny little getchke, even if it's less than a kazais or less than a kebetz or whatever. Since the pasuk says leibat biyotcha me'um and acherim, so there's no shear. So the Mishnah says it about how the volume, how big the volume of Avodah Zarah has to be, that there should be an Issur Hoitzah. Depending whether it's wood or metal or milk or water or a parchment or paper, we determine what the volume, what the minimum volume has to be to violate Haitzah. So by what is our, it's Ma'uma, even if it doesn't have a shit. So the Rambam quotes that Mishnah, Benegeatu, called the Hu, Mashu. The Rambam says if you have a Dovish Alabadizara, falls into things that are not, let's say you have jewelry. So yeah, Tabash, the Gemara has the case, Tabash Alabadizara falls into 100 Tabois that are not Shalabadizara. They all look exactly the same. And the person worshipped one of the Tabois. A Jew worships a tabas, it doesn't have any, it can't be mivatli, it can't make him mutabano. And it gets mixed in with 100 other tabas. So the Gemara said that it's not bottle. So the Ramam says the pshat is because Avodah Zarah is b'mashu. Taisa says because rings are a dabash of dominion. Because when you go to a jewelry store, you don't buy a fistful of rings, you don't buy a pound of rings. You sell each ring separately, depending on how many carats it is, or how precious the gold is, or the silver, or the platinum, whatever it is. You sell rings individually. So that's a Dovish of Minyan. You don't sell a whole bunch of them. So Dovish of Minyan is Lord Batal Midirabonim. But the Rambam doesn't say like that. The Rambam says not because rings are a Dovish of Minyan. According to Tosfos, because a ring is a Dovish of Minyan, so it's not Dafka, but a Tabash Alabar Zar, even if it would be anything that's a Dovish of Minyan is not Bottle. But according to the Rambam, the reason why it's not Bottle is because Alabar Zar is B'mashu. So that's a Chiddush. That's what some of the later Svarim, some of the later, after the days of the Akronim, some of the recent Gedolim wanted to say the Mashmas of the Rambam is that he holds that Alabar Zar is B'mashu is a Din D'Oraisa. So the Gemara had a half a minute to say that Zeb is a Gairim by Avodah Zarah should be Asur, because Avodah Zarah is B'mashu, and Zeb is a Gairim is considered Batel, because the less significant Gairim, the effect of that Gairim, the influence of that Gairim is Batel and the influence of the other Gairim, the major Gairim. Zeb is a Gairim is obviously have a major Gairim, like you have a Zachar and a Nekeva. So then the Nekeva carries the Vlad for so many months, the whole pregnancy. And the Zohar just puts in Zera once. So the major Gerim is the Nekeva, and the minor Gerim is the Zohar. So he called that the Zebzegerim. So Zebzegerim is Mutta because of Mitam Bittl, but the Zohar is B'mashu, so therefore it's not Potter. So that's what the Taz has a Chumra, that if the cows we eat in Chomis B'Pesach, isn't Chomis B'Pesach, is B'mashu. So whatever milk you buy before Pesach, the gurum of the chametz was it's the chametz kadam Pesach is not the mashu, it's bottle b'shishim. So chametz, so the milk before Pesach, there's no issue on zeb zegurim. But you buy milk on the last day of Chalamay Pesach, so that's a possibility that they fed the cow chametz with Pesach. You have to check to see is that the practice. Do they feed the cows chametz, or do they just give them some other junky food? Could be the chametz is too expensive. Years ago, there was a practice used to feed the chametz. So you have to ascertain if they fed it chametz, and if the milk was processed to the extent that they already reached the store on the last day Chol HaMoed Pesach, is that Berchnei She'asu? Is there enough time from the first day Yom Tov till the fourth day Chol HaMoed Pesach, fifth day in Eretz Yisrael? Is there enough time that it should reach the store? So that's the Taz has that chumer. So the whole thing is a
close of an ayor.
Pardon me?
It's in close of an ayor.
We paskei only the Rambam holds close of an ayor, but the Ramah has a compromise. Whether you say close of an ayor, if chametz was his batul kedem at Pesach, you have the taruvus, and then it comes Pesach. You say close of an ayor, now it's chametz be Pesach, it's be mashu. So the Ramah has a compromise. It depends whether it's Yavish B'Yavish or Lach B'Lach. If it's Yavish B'Yavish, then you say Chayz V'Nir. If it's Lach B'Lach, then you don't say Chayz V'Nir. That's based on a Gemara in B'Chayris. There's a Sugyam B'Chayris, oh, we're learning B'Chayris, yeah. In the Chopsim, I call Gimel Asom. I forgot about learning B'Chayris. So the Gemara has a Pista. Sounds like a philosophical Hakira, when you have an Isser, is Batul B'Roiv, a Batul B'Shishim, wherever you need to be in Vatlan. When you say it's muta, do you say Isur Kamanda Lesei Dami? Or do you say Isur Kamanda Isei Dami? What does it mean? It's very unclear. So Gemara has this Chakira. The Gemara says, what's a Nafkamina Halacha Lamaisa? So there are several Nafkaminas. So one Nafkamina is whether you say Chayz Benir. If you say command alei say dami, then you don't say chayz v'niyah. If you say command isay dami, then you do say chayz v'niyah. It's a little unclear what the chakira is and why this is an afkamina. So in Rambam, the Kesem Mishnah quotes the Mari Kurkis. We have printed on the page and the Rambam, you have Hastogos HaRaiva. And then every so often, the Kesem Mishnah quotes, you have Hastogos HaRamach. Another Rishon wrote Hastogos on the Rambam. Then you have the Mari Kurkis also wrote Hastogos on the Rambam. So the Mari Kurkis points out this, if you learn that Sugya of Chav Gimel, there's a steer the way the Rambam passes. Sometimes he paskins command isay, sometimes paskins command alay. So which is it? So the Mari Kurkis suggests the Torah. It's quoted by the Kesem Mishnah that the Rambam understood once he took the maskana of that sugya of Gimel, the Gemara is distinguishing between Yavish B'Yavish and Lach B'Lach. That by Yavish B'Yavish it's command isay dami, and by Lach B'Lach it's command alay dami. So if you say like that, that's where Shlomo Levilna has that oris in the back of the Vilna Shas. Shlomo Levilna was the Magia on the Vilna Shas. When they were printing Vilna Shas in the late 1800s. So Shlomo Levilna was the proofreader. He read all the Gemara Rashi Tosis and he corrected all the mistakes. So he has that oris in the end. So every so often he'll explain, he's the one who put things in parentheses and then put in a bracket. Every so often you have a word in the Gemara, and it says in brackets, it should be corrected. So Shlomo Levilna writes in the back, he's the one who made the corrections, and he explains why he corrected something. So he points out that the Ramah, Hilchos Pesach, distinguishes what they say, Chayz V'Niyah. Chomish is Batul Kaidim at Pesach, and then it comes Pesach, whether they say Chayz V'Niyah or not. He distinguishes between Yavish Lach Melach. And based on this Rambam, the Ramah is the one, the way that Mari Kurkis points out, the Ramah understood like that. You have a group of Rishonim and Achrayim who have the following: Eim avat anisa lechatfil zad adin derais to adin derabbanon. Let's say someone's cooking kosher soup, and a wise guy's gonna walk off. He's gonna pour in a little chazer schmaltz, a tiny little bit that it should be bottled b'shishim. So that's a din you're not allowed to do. The Eim avat anisa lechatfil. So the Rabbit sheet is an Eim avat anisa lechatfil is adin derais. And most of the Rishonim disagree. The Shach writes in Yeridei, we don't pass them like the Ravid. They assume like Rov HaRishonim, Eim Avat HaNisa L'Chatchil is only Din the Rabbanim. So the Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Chasam Sofer, he quotes his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, Rav Nosson HaKohen Adler. He was his Rebbe in Frankfurt, that it depends. Eim Avat HaNisa L'Chatchil is the Rabbanim by Lach B'Lach, because it's command alesi dami. Once it gets blended in, it disappears. It's command alesi dami. But if it's yavish b'yavish, I can't afford to buy everything kosher food. So I always buy, whenever I go shopping, I buy two kosher salamis and one tray for salami, exactly the same size, the same taste, everything exactly the same. Then I take off the wrapper from the salami, the plastic wrapper, and then I mix them up and I don't remember which is which. So that's scandalous. So Rav Nosson Adler right. That's an Issa Derais. Eim Avat HaNisa L'Chatchila by Yavish B'Yavish. That's an Issa Derais. Because it's command Issa Dami. It's the end. By Lach Plach, we don't accept the Raiva. We hold Eim Avat HaNisa L'Chatchila is only an Issa Derabana. Not an Issa Derais like the Raiva. But by Yavish B'Yavish, that's what he has. And there's a group. There are all rights like that also. In Perek HaBayis, the Hasogas and the Rajbos, there is HaBayis. The Ra'o and the Rajbo both learned by the Ramban. So the Rajbo writes that he quotes the Ravid, Eim Avat HaNisa L'Chatchil is a din deraisa, and then most of the Rishonim don't agree with the Ravid. So the Ra'o writes, but if it's Yavish B'Yavish, then everyone would agree with the Ravid. How can you mix in, how can you buy two kosher salamis and one tray for salami and remove the wrapper, mix it up, and you don't remember, and that's Mutam and Atar, how can that be? So the Torah says, so the Mishmeres HaBayis, the Rajbo himself wrote the Mishmeres HaBayis to defend the Rajbo from the Hasogas of the Ra'o. He wrote the Mishmeres HaBayis as if he was the third party defending the Rambam. He said he's not the Rajbo. But the Rajbo in the Tshuvas writes, as I wrote in the Mishmeres HaBayis, he says himself, he's the one. Some claimed that it's not true that it was written by the Rajbo, but the Rajbo himself writes, and the Tshuvas HaRajbo said he was the one who wrote the Mishmeres HaBayis. So the Mishmeres HaBayis says, what's so difficult? Even Yavish B'Yavish, you can still say the name about the Nisal Chatchil is only Nisal Derabon. But that's what the Ra'orach, that's Ramdas Nadla, that's a popular notion. And that's based on the same distinction, that when you have a Tarubis, Yavish B'Yavish, you consider that command the Isay Dami. There is an Isir, and we allow you to eat the Isir. And by Tarubis of Lach Balach, if you pour a little Chazashmatz into the kosher vegetable soup, it's command the Isay Dami. You consider it as if it's not there. Yeah. The Rambam holds, you're right, the Rambam holds that Chometz Hashem Nisarev Kodem HaPesach. When it comes to Pesach, it'll be Chosev Inyeh. It'll be awesome. Kodem HaPesach, there's no Shaila. The Rambam holds Chometz Erev Pesach Hefta Chatzos also the Mashu'o. We don't accept that Rambam. We hold Chometz Erev Pesach Hefta Chatzos. There's no Koris. If you eat Chometz Erev Pesach, there's an Isa, there is Isa, but there's no Koris. So it's the only chametz for Pesach is Masha because of the chumer dikaris. So Pesach in the afternoon it wouldn't be b'mashu. Only on Pesach night, on Leil Pesach, it's going to be b'mashu. So the Rambam, okay. So that's a famous difficult taz. Many used to be machmer, many are still machmer. They buy all the milk for Pesach before Pesach. They don't want to buy any milk on Chol HaMoed. Maybe the cow ate chametz on Pesach, and it's going to be zeb zagarim and chametz be Pesach because b'mashu. So zeb zagarim wouldn't apply because of this tazu quoted there on, and the whole thing is a pella because that was a havamina in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. The Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says even by Avodah Zarah you do say zeb zagarim mutam. You don't accept that svara. That was the Ran. Explain what was the havamina in the Gemara. It's not a maskon. The difficult taz. Why the taz? Wrote like that. Anyway, so that's...
Rav Shechter, isn't b'mashehu just for eating, but for ownership, it's not b'mashehu? So here, the cow is the one that's eating. It's not a Jew who is eating. It's the cow that's eating the b'mashehu amount.
The cow belongs to a nochri, let's say. It's a goyish farm, not a shop. If a Jew has cows, he's not allowed to have his cow eat chametz b'Pesach. He's getting on not. He's not allowed to feed, you're permitted to feed isturi achila to your behema, if it's muta b'ana. But chametz b'Pesach is machlekes satana, and we paskin chametz b'Pesach is also b'ana. So if you feed your cow chametz b'Pesach, you're ever anisa ana. But we're talking it's a goyisha farm, and the goyim are feeding the chametz to their cows. So it is, when we buy the milk, we are violation of Zagorim, of Yotzim and Hostam. Since the cow is the major Gorim, the cow develops the milk, but what it eats is a minor Gorim. So maybe that should be considered, the Gemara would consider that Zeb Zagorim. Yeah, the Gemara says that whole, the Gemara has that whole discussion. A Behema Tmeya became pregnant from a Behema Toira, Behema Tahara became pregnant from a Behema Tmeya. So we assume that biologically it's not possible. The Gemara says most of the Tanoim assume that a Behema Tahara, Behema Tmeya cannot become pregnant from each other. Same thing if you have a Behema Gasa, Behema Daka. Behema Daka is a 5-month pregnancy. Sheep and goats is Behema Daka, and cows is a Behema Gasa. So a Behema Gasa has a 9-month pregnancy. Behema Daka has a 5-month pregnancy. So they can't be Misabim Zemizem. That's relevant in Halacha Maisa to know that Bizman Hazeh, because there are certain dinim. When we learned Chulim, we discussed it a little bit. There are certain dinim that depend on determining whether the animal is a Behema or a Chaya. The two dinim, there's a Behema and there's a Chaya. But let's say a Chelev is only certain parts of the animal are fat. That's muta, we call that shumban. And the fat that's also is called chelev. But the exact same chelev in a chaya, if you have a deer is a chaya, it's not a behema. So the exact same parallel, same chelev that you have in a behema, it's an isa koris, and a chaya, it's muta lagamre. There's no is. So how do you determine whether any given animal, a kosher animal, it's malagir mafis parsa saying, oh, it's a kosher animal. And how do you know whether it's a behem or a chaya? So the Gemara says it depends on the shape of the horns. So the Shach said that's a little complicated to determine whether it's a behem or a chaya based on the horns. Not so easy. So the Shach lived in Vilna until Chmelnitsky riots. Then he had to run for his life. Many, many Gedolim lived in Vilna at that time. Many were killed, and many survived. So the Shach writes, in Vilna, the minig always was that you don't eat any, you don't eat chelev of an animal based on your assessment that it's a chaya. You have to have a tradition from earlier generations that they paskin, they knew better. And if you have a, you have to have a masorah you have to have a masorah from earlier generations that it's a chaya, that they used to eat the chelev of this animal. So the, that's the pashup shot in the shtach. You have to have a masar. So the Chachma Sodom lived in Vilna, but 100 years later, Chachma Sodom lived in Vilna in the late 1700s, same time as the Gro. He delivered a hesped when the Vilna Gaon passed away. He quotes every so often, he quotes from the Gro things that we don't have any other source for. The Chayodim quotes things from the Gro. He has a din that a lot of people don't know, that in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that if this everybody does know. If you came to Shul and you have to bridge Pesukah Zimmer, so you streamline it and you say Baruch Shem Ashrei Yishtabach. So that unfortunately they taught us in elementary school. They shouldn't have told us that. In Breuers they don't teach that, and when someone comes late they make you say the whole Pesukah Zimmer. So you won't daven Tfilah B'Tzibur, so you'll know next time to come on time. This, if you tell people you're going to bridge Pesukah Zimmer, they're always going to come late. They're always going to bridge the Pesukah Zimmer. So, I'll call upon it. So the Chayyadim quotes the name of the Vilna Gaon on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You can't do that. You can't say Baruch Shama Ashrei Yishtabach. You have to say Baruch Shama Ashrei and start from Nishmas Kol Chai till Yishtabach, because the Mishnah, the end of Pesachim, refers to Nishmas Kol Chai as the Bichas Hashir. The bracha doesn't begin from the paragraph Yishtabach Shimcha. Begins from Nishmas Kol Chai. On Shabbos and Yom Tov begins from there. So if you have to bridge the Pesukah Zimra, you can't abridge it as much as on the weekdays. You have to say Baruch Shama Ashrei and at least Nishmas Kol Chai through Yishtabach. He quotes other things also from the Gro. So the what did he say? Okay, I can't hear. You're muted.
If in Nishmas we usually don't stand, but and by Yishtabach we stand. If it's all one filler, we should stand for throughout.
Yeah, Rabbi Levitchik used to have them stand in Maimonides. So this dude said that's the reason why. Because he felt that Nishmas is like the Vilna Gaon. Nishmas is the beginning of Yishtabach. So you should stand for the whole bracha. There were Hasidic Rebbes who would daven for an Amid on Shabbos and Yom Tov. They would start from Nishmas Kol Chai. They wouldn't start from Shechinah. They wouldn't start from Hakel. They would start from Nishmas, because that's the beginning. They quote from Moshe Leib Sasseva, had that practice. And they quote, I think, other Chassidish Tzadikim also. When they daven for an Amid on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they started from, they had a long niggun. They started from Nishmas Kol Chai, from the beginning. The bracha begins from Nishmas Kol Chai. Yeah, so I already forgot what were we in the middle of discussing.
Rebbe was saying over times the Chachma Sadam quotes the Gra, because we were talking about Chachma Sadam's Machlekes.
So the Chachma Sadam also lived in Vilna. Shach lived in Vilna in the late 1600s. He ran away in 1646. There was Tachta Tach. And Chmelnitsky was riding and killing Rabban and killing people. And Chachma Sadam lived in the late 1700s. So the Chachma Sadam writes, we in Vilna have a minig, not the way the simple reading of the Shach is, that that you need a Masorah in order to know what's a behemah, what's a chaya. Because the determination of what's a behemah and a chaya depends on the shape of the horns, and that's a very darkistic thing. It's not so easy to determine. So the Chachma Sadam quotes it as if the Shach said something else. So if he said you can't eat any given animal unless you have a masorah, what do you need a masorah for? Malagam afis parsa, what's so complicated? So that could well be that we're afraid that we may misjudge what's called malagera. In recent years, the Torah Tmima quotes part of this story. there was an animal, the Gemara says over here, why are all the animals, the non-kosher animals, are repeated from Vayikra to Dvorim? Why is everything repeated? So the Gemara says, because of Shesua. What? That's on Vavim base. What Shesua? So the Gemara says, in Nida, Shesua is Malagera Mafis Parasa, but it has Shnei Gab and Shnei Shedras. It has two spines. And so that's a chiddush, that even though it's both Malagir and Mafis Parasa, it's Asa Bachila. So the Gemara Nida has a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, Machlekes Hamarayim. Does such an animal exist? There is such a breed in the African jungle somewhere? An animal has Malagir and Mafis Parasa, and it has Shnei Gab and Shnei Shedras, and there's such an animal? And that's what the Torah says you're not allowed to eat? Or maybe not. Maybe such an animal can't exist. It wouldn't survive. So what do you have a pasuk that it's also? No, it goes if a normal cow gives birth to has a ben pekua. So if a normal cow has a ben pekua, it's muta b'shchita simo. But if it's a shesua, then it's also. And that is not so uncommon. That is. How do you call it? Distortion. A distortion of the Uber.
Mutation.
A mutation.
Formative.
Right? A mutation. So it'll have Malagir, Mapis, Parasan, Bish. It's not going to survive. There is no such min like that. But once in a while, there's such a mutation. So that's what the Torah says that it's awesome. So we don't know who the halach is like. So the Rishonim say, go l'chumer. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if you have a ben pekua from a cow, and it turns out that ben pekua has a mutation, it's also malgeir mafiz parsibir holzach shnei gab shnei shedros. Mam is going to be a nefel, but the ben pekua is mutter b'shchita sim, even if it's dead. The shchita of the mother is matadu, but even if it's dead at the time of shechting the mother, even if it's not going to survive, it will still be mutter. So that's what the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the Torah Tumima asks Akasha, others ask Akasha as well, that all the experts, what do you call animal experts? Those who know animals, it's a special word, I forgot what it's called. So all the experts thought that there was such a type of an animal in the African jungles, Malagir Mafis Parasa, and Shnei Gab and Shnei Shedras, and it does exist. And they have a generation. There is such an animal. So once you attain that there is such an animal, we should say that if a cow has a ben pekua shesua, it should be mutter. The pasuk only tells you that such a min animal is also. So that's what they ask. Maybe we should change the psak halacha. Even though Shulchan Aruch says ben pekua shesua, the cow is also, because the Rishonim didn't know how to paskin. But now that we see that such an animal does exist, after over 100 years of all the animal experts in the world thinking that there is such an animal, they came to the realization that they misjudged, that it's not malagir. Malagir means the food goes out to the stomach and is digested, then it goes back up into the mouth, and the animal keeps on chewing it a second time, goes down, then it goes back up. And that animal in African jungles, they misjudged it over 100 years. It's not malagir. In Yiddish, there's an expression. If someone chews gum, they say the person is a malagir. That's not called malagir. If a person is always nibbling, always eating, that's not called a malagir. Malagir means the food goes down to the stomach and is digested, and the enzymes work on it, and it's broken down, and then it goes back up into the mouth, and the baby is still chewing it a second time. That animal, they realize, is always chewing food. But it's not a malagir. So maybe that's the Chochmas Adam claims this is from the Shach. The Prima Gadim says the simple reading of the Shach is that we don't eat chelev of a chaya based on our assessment that the animal is a chaya. If you have a tradition that this animal is a chaya, so the tradition was worked out by the big Talmid Chachamim, we shouldn't rely on our own expertise to determine that it's a chay as opposed to a behem, and that the chaylev is mutter. But the Prima Gadim said, the Shach never said that you need a tradition to determine whether the animal is a kosher or not, whether it's malagir, mafiz, parsa. But the Chochmas Adam says that that's the pshat, that you need a tradition. So that's what happened. We spoke a little bit about it. That's what happened In the early years after Hakamas HaMedina in Eretz Yisrael, they wanted to have the dairy industry, instead of getting milk from cows, the climate is so warm in Eretz Yisrael, the Middle East, that you have the animals have to drink a lot. So camels have a lot of water stored up. The camels don't have to drink all the time. They store up a lot of water, and they're okay. So there's an animal that's called the zebu. In India, they have zebu. And in Argentina, there's the Sheikh zebu also. For many years, I don't know what they do now, for many years, they didn't do shechita in Eretz Yisrael. They used to import the geshochten of flesh from Argentina, and then other years they imported from America, and they relied on the shechita in America. So in Argentina, a lot of times they would shech the zebu. Zebu is like a cow, but it looks like a camel because it has two humps on the back. It's malagerim afis parasa, and it gives off milk. The milk tastes almost the same as cow's milk. So that's what there was a havamina that they were going to develop the dairy industry in Eretz Yisrael with zebu milk instead of cow's milk. So the Chazanish sent a letter to the Rabbi Rashi, I think at that time was Rav Herzog. In the early years, after Hakamas HaMedina, he corresponded with Rav Herzog. He said the Litvaks followed the Chochmas Sodom like the Bible. Everything he says they follow. And they won't be able, and the Chochmas Sodom says, a zebu is a new animal. We never had a tradition on the zebu. And the Chochmas Sodom says you don't eat flesh, you don't only declare an animal's kosher unless you have a tradition from earlier generation that is kosher. So we never had a tradition on the zebu. We see it's malagir mafis parsa, but we don't have a tradition, so maybe we're making a mistake. So what happened? So then Rav Herzog corresponded back, and he said, but the Jews, there were religious Jews who lived in India, and they used to eat the zebu. So we don't have a tradition. So the Chazon Ish wrote him back, to whenever Talmid HaChachamim in India, truly religious Jews, assumed that it's Malagir Mafis Paras, but they never had outstanding Talmid HaChachamim. So that's not called. The whole idea of having a tradition means that it was worked out already by Big Tamchach. So Rav Herzog agreed, and they didn't permit the zebu. But then over the years, people were experimenting to see, they were trying to breed cows with zebu to get the best of both worlds. They wanted to see the milk should taste just like a cow's milk, because the zebu milk is not exactly the same. So they wanted to have it should taste the same as cow's milk, and they shouldn't have to drink so much water. So they worked, they came to it, so they were breeding the zebu with the cow. So they came to the realization that if it's 3/8 one and 5/8 the other one, I forgot which way, then it has the best of both worlds. As the milk is mamish like milk of a cow, and you don't have to, it doesn't have to drink water so much. You're not allowed to breed different animals together. That's an issa. So even an issa for an ochri to do harboya's behind. The Gemara says, the Shem and Mitzvah has been in Nachet and Rochem violated, Azar Osim, Zuin, Misosim, that is a Mitzvah. And then you have a couple of additional prohibitions, like Harkovas Ilonis. You're not allowed to graft a branch from one tree onto another tree. Harkovas Ilonis, so with the Ramam and the Shach and the Yerodeh, they say it applies even to Binenach, Sagamar, and Sanhedrin. It applies to Binenach. Why isn't it listed among the Shem and Mitzvah? They're not Chayv Misa on that. Like Anochi Shoshabas, Chayv Misa means Chayv Misa with Eshamayim. He's not Chai Mrs. Bezen. The only Chai Mrs. Bezen on the Shevet Mitzvah B'nei Noach. So you're not, Jews are not allowed to arboa, to be marbia, to breed one animal with the other, different meaning. The same meaning is mutter, but different meaning you're not allowed to. But someone was doing it, and they came to the realization, if it's 3/8 one and 5/8 the other one, that's the best of both worlds. So when they came to that realization, they said, well, we have a tradition that the cow was a kosher animal. We always ate cows. And the Gemara assumes over here, like the majority opinion, that a behemah Torah can't make with a behemah Tameah. They're not going to have any vladis. So over here, since they are able to give vladis, they can have a vlad together. So that's the tradition, the masor that we have on the cows, carries over to the zebu. That was the end of the whole story. That was the end. For many years, they were choshish for the Chazon Ish. And many were machmer, they wouldn't eat zibu and the flesh, and they wouldn't allow the milk from the zibu, and so on. They wouldn't be allowed to use the parchment that was made from the hide of the zibu. Maybe it's a non-kosher animal, because we have no masor on it. But then, after many years, they realized that you can bring them together and they give birth to blood. So they might say, "Adayimatar, adayimat meva, and not molidim zani zan." Yeah. And birds also. And birds, that's the Gemara says in Chulin and Eilu Treifas. The Gemara points out the Chumash never tells you what are the simanim to identify which bird is kosher, which is non-kosher. The Chumash gives you a full list of all the non-kosher birds. And whatever is not on the list is going to be kosher. But we don't know what those things correspond to. So it's hard to tell. So the Mishnah tells you what to call them on. The Mishnah tells you what are the simanim. 4 or 5 simanim to determine whether the bird is kosher or not kosher. So the Gemara tells a story. Amaroyim lived in Bavel, and there was a new bird that they never heard of before, and it seemed to correspond to the 4 or 5 simanim. There's a machlekes in Rishonim, how many simanim you have to have. Yeah. That's a big, famous sugya of Nesher. Long, big tises, a long Balamor, very long Balamor, Machlekes HaRishonim. What's the maskana? How many simanim do you need to determine that the bird is a kosher bird? 4 or 5 simanim. So the Gemara tells the story that Amarayim found a new bird in Bavel, and it corresponded to all the simanim that appear in the Mishnah. So they started, they would shecht the bird, is that a bracha on the shechita, they shechted it, and they ate it. And then after eating the bird for quite a while, they came to the realization that they made a mistake, they misjudged it, and it didn't have all the simanim. So it was a reiftme. So Rashi goes out of his way on that Gemara. Rashi usually on the Gemara doesn't give any psak aloha on anything. Really, really. So Rashi writes, if Tamaroi made a mistake, we can certainly make a mistake. So Rashi writes a recommendation. It's a smart thing. Never to eat a bird unless you have a masur from earlier traditions that this is a reiftme. Because we may be misjudging. We may think that it has all the same money kashrus, and it doesn't really have. So the Rama quotes that from the Issa the Heta. Issa the Heta by the Rabbeinu Yoinah. It's not the same Rabbeinu Yoinah. Rabbeinu Yoinah in the back of Brochas on the Rift, that's Rabbeinu Yoinah Girundi. He was a Sfardi. He was a Mechutin of the Ramban. He was a Mechutin of the Ramban. Their children married together. But this is Rabbeinu Yoinah Ashkenazi. The Issa the Heta Horach, they quote on every single page in Yerudea. Alev Obey is a Rashi Tavis. Issa the Heta Horach. That's this Rabbeinu Yoinah. So the Rabbeinu Yonah Ashkenazi over there writes that, and I have a Xerox copy of a European edition of this letter. So they have on the title page that it's written by Rabbeinu Yonah Girondi. That's absolutely not correct. It's a different Rabbeinu Yonah Ashkenazi. He never quotes any Sfardim at all. Only quotes Baal HaTosfos. He quotes Baal HaTosfos we never heard of. But he's only quoting Ashkenazi sources. So the Ramoa quotes, instead of quoting from Rashi, quotes from Issa Veheter. He said you should never eat any bird unless you have a masor that is kosher. What if you have birds that mate with each other, and one of them we have a masor, let's say a chicken, mates with other birds. So the Gemara said so that's a question. The Gemara said a behemator and a behemot meakin, if they'll mate together, they won't be able to have a vlad. Does that only apply to behemoths? We assume like that biologically. They can't have a vlad together, or does it even apply to oifas? So the Chassam Sefer assumes, I think, and the Chubas, he assumes that it applies to Eifers as well. Some things up, but that's what we assume. So if you have a Masora on, that's the Shadla with the turkey. The Jews never had a Masora on the turkey. The turkey was brought to, turkey was brought back when Columbus discovered America in 1492. He went back to Spain. They brought the turkey back to Spain. So this Rashi don't have this chumah that you're not allowed to eat a bird unless you have a masor. This Rashi has that, and the Rabbeinu Yonah Ashkenazi has it, and Issa v'Heta, but the Sfardim never had it. So when Columbus brought back the turkey to Spain, so all the Sfardim looked at it. They said it has all the simanim of an iftar. So they started eating it. So then 50 years later, the Ashkenazim looked and they said, "Hey, here the Sfardim are eating the turkey. They must have had a masor." So the Ashkenazim started eating the turkey, but there never was a masor. That's why the Shabbat time is that you're not allowed to eat turkey because of this Chumash HaRamoah, because of the Rashi and Perikei Letrei. You're not allowed to eat a bird unless you have a Masur. So some of the Acharonim said, well, the American Indians were the Lost Ten Tribes, and they had a Masorah that the turkey was at Mintohar. That's such a big of a joke. And no one ever said. None of the Indians ever claimed to be the Lost Ten Tribes. What do you mean to have a Masorah? Who ever heard of that? They give funny explanations. And then others say that they can mate, they boil it together. The turkey and the chicken can boil it together. But I think they only boil it together, artificial insemination. They're not boil it on their own together. So that's a question whether that klal in the Gemara applies. The Gemara says that min tohar and a min tamei can't be boil it together, even if you all like the chasam, that the klal doesn't only apply to behemoths, it applies even to oifus. But maybe it only means if they can boil it on their own, not if you're going to do artificial insemination. Anyway, so that's a biological question. We assume that a behemoth Torah, a behemoth man, not moly, just like a behemoth daka and a behemoth gasa, one is a 9-month pregnancy, one is a 5-month pregnancy, they're not moly, zeh. So that's the whole discussion on the Gemara. They talk about zeh b'zegarim, so they talk about, is there such a thing that a behemoth Tahora gave birth and the male was a behemoth tamea? We were discussing zeh b'zegarim. If the behemoth tamea gives birth and the zohar is a behemoth Torah, you don't say zeh b'zegarim. The ikar gurim is the nekeva. The nekeva carries the baby for 5 months, for 9 months. The ikar gurim is the nekeva. So that's not called zeh b'zegarim. But the reverse, if the nekeva is a behemoth tahora and the zohar is a behemoth tamea, so that's a question. The Gemara said, that's the question of Zebzagram. The Gemara said, what are you talking about? It doesn't exist. Behemoth Torah, behemoth Torah, they're not Molidim Zebzagram. The whole thing, the Gemara said, these Tanaim disagree. They hold biologically, they are Molidim Zebzagram. We assume that it's not true. So that's on Zayin Amad Aleph. Towards the bottom of Zayin Amad Aleph, the last five lines on the Dab, so the Gemara has an interesting Shaila. The Talmidim asked Rav Sheshis the following shayla. What do you have? Meir aglaim shel chamor mahu. The din is hayotze min atamei tamei sechol avav chamor is osur. And the pashtus says that the milk, not only the milk of a chamor, let's say the dam of a chamor, in addition to the isa dam, it's going to have an isur of hayotze min atamei tamei. That will be a chapanaf kemina. Let's say dam shebishloi is the mutam in Torah. We assume the Rama pasna, the Gemara in Menochet at Zamaklekes. When you bring karbanos in the base amidosh, so that you have to be zerik that adam. What's the avoda of shechita? So the avoda of shechita not to kill the animal, but of shechita Rashi writes.
Rebbe, you have to unmute yourself. Okay.
Okay, it's working again.
Yeah.
Okay. What I started.
Amar Aleph from the bottom. Zayin Amar Aleph from the bottom. Amar Rav Sheshis.
When you zerg dam on the mizbeach, if you have to have kabbalas adam from the neck of the animal. So let's say someone did the shechita, then a kohen does kabbalas adam, and then it takes the dam and they cook it on the fire, and then they zerg it on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says you're not yotze the korban. The dam is only the dalal is adam amakim shechita kabbal halacha zmika. So if at the time you because the dam is already mevushal, dam shebishloi, you're not yotze. It's taking haktoras emurim. If you cook the emurim first and then you burn the emurim, the haktoras emurim is not miyakev. even if all the Emurim and Evdu are Nitmu, and you're not makdir any of them, the korban is still kosher. The only Dalar Avodah Zarah on Yaakov are the Dalar Avodah Stadam. But the Emurim is also such a din. If you cook the Emurim and then you burn them on the Mizbeach, it's not Reach Nechayach. It has to smell. The Reach has to be, the Reach goes up to the sky as if the Rebbe Shlom is in the heavens. The sky is not the same as the heavens, but when the smoke goes up, the Reach goes up. As if the Rebbeinu Shlom is up, then he's smelling Reach Nechayach Yishol Hashem. As if that's what it's supposed to be a mashal for. So the Gemara says, if you cooked chaylev before you burnt it on the mizbeah, you're not yotze the haktor. You're yotze the carbon. The haktor is not miyake, but you're not just like dam shebishlo. You're not yotze the zrikat adam. If you're not yotze the zrikat the whole carbon, you're not yotze. So the emurim shebishlan v'chakach hektiran, you're not yotze the haktor. The carbon will be kosher. So the Gemara has a machlokes. The old prohibition that you're not allowed to eat dam is because the dam aninas lechem on the mizbech lechaper. So with dam shebishla is not kosher for zrika. So maybe dam shebishla there's no iser deraisa if you eat it. So there are more paskins like that. For the svardim it's unclear. They always follow the mechaber. It's not so clear whether the mechaber agrees or disagrees. But we follow the ramoshain. So dam shebishla is only the rabban. So that's a famous hayroa that Rav Chaim once gave. It's in the Prima Gadim. The whole story is in the Prima Gadim. So Prima Gadim says, what if you have dam from a behemoth tmeya? Or you have dam from an animal that was a trefa? It had a broken leg for the last couple of weeks before I shechted it. Had a broken leg in such a way by the tzumas hagidin, and the whole animal is a trefa. So the dam of the trefa will not only have an isa dam from any cow, has an Isa Dam. Since the animal is a trefa, the Dam keeps on renewing itself. So the Dam was developed by this animal that was a trefa. If you have Dam from an Avela, there's no Isa Yotze Min Atomei. It became an Avela after it died. Because Manu was alive, it wasn't an Avela. After it dies, it doesn't produce any more Dam. The Dam was all developed before it became an Avela. But there is such a thing as Dam of a trefa. The animal was a trefa for the last month, and all the old dam was rejected, was changed, and now you have new dam. All the dam in a month is dam. All the dam in the circulatory system is going to be replaced. So the dam will have not only an iser of dam, an iser kares, and have the iser of yotzim and ha'aser rasa. So dam shedishloi is mutam and ator, it's only osim and derabbanan. The whole need for shishim is only midirabbanan. But Yotzim and Ha'asa, that's an Isa. So there you're going to need Shishim, we'll assume you're going to need Shishim and Atayra there. So that'll happen after Kamina. What if you have a Sophic Shishim? It says in Shulchan Aruch, what if you're Mesupik? What do you have Shishim? You can't tell. Sometimes they say, you can't tell, you're a moron. So Das Shaitim and Das. That's not, if you get an expert, he'll be able to figure it out. But sometimes, let's say, they threw a piece of flesh that had dam in it into the pot, and now they took the flesh out and they fed it to the animal. And now we realize we don't know whether there's shishim, and no one can figure out whether there's shishim. It's not that I don't know how to calculate the shishim. No one can figure out because the piece of meat was eaten up by an animal. We don't know how much dam mixed into the whole taruvas over here. So what's the din if you have something shishim? So by mim shenim, I mean we pass kentam kikas the raisas, so you need shishim and atur. So if you have a sofik shishim, it's a sofik deraisa luchumer. By mimimino, you only need shishim adarabonik zero auto mimishain amino. So if you have a sofik shishim, you go lupula. So that's the shaila. What if you have dam shebishloi? So dam shebishloi is only the rabbonim, itam dam. But if it's dam from a dehema trefa, a dam from a dehema tmeiva, that'll be yotzim and osir osa, that'll be osir and atur. So then we assume you're going to need shishim and atur. So then sofik shishim will be luchumer. And Nadi Yehuda, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes this Nadi Yehuda. The Nadi Yehuda, he lived at a time that the Achrayim were coming up with big chidushim. So he comes up with a fantastic chidush. He says, "Tam ki ikah deraisa, nishish menatar." That's only if the thing is really treif menatar. It's treif menatar. Well, it's only yotzim in ha'asa. The milk from a behemoth tmeya or the dam from a behemoth tmeya. If it's dam shebishlo, it says no isa dam, but there's an iser yotze menatami tami. So if only an iser yotze, he says there is no din menator of tam kikar on that. So the whole need for shishim by yotze is only going to be the rabbon. That's a chiddush of the Nadi Yehuda. That's a chiddush. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes that. The Prima Gadim does Nesim like that. The Prima Gadim has a checklist. Hanhagas Hashel V'Hanishal. There's a checklist when a balabasa comes with a shaila. He tells you, ask the following questions. Is there shishim? Is there suffix shishim? Is there min? Is there min? Is there dam shabishla? Dam shalei bishla? He has all these questions. He assumes a double pashut that cholah from a behemoth tmeya, even though it's only an isa yotze, according to the Rambam, there's no law. We said last week, it's much like his thesis in the Rambam. What if you drink cholah from a behemoth tmeya? Cholah of a pig? Do you get malchus, like eating besar behemoth tmeya? Or do you say, no, it's only an isa resi? So the Rambam holds that it's only an Isser Eser. There's no lav. It's only a lav on the pig, on the Yotzim and Aser, there's no lav. So the Prim Gadim has a chiddush. He thinks that on Yotzim and Aser, the whole din of Tamkik is only the Rambam. But the Prim Gadim assumes not so. So he has such a chiddush. That's why they tell the story, I think we told over the story, no, about Ablezer tells a visited, he once went uninvited, he went to a wedding. The Rav Chaim married off one of his children, and when he came back to Telz, he told them that they should stop making fun of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. They used to call him the Brisker Rav. They should stop making fun because he really knows how to pass. He knows how to learn. He knows how to pass the shayla. So the Telz said, "Tell us what the shayla was that Rav Chaim gave such a gewaldig psak, and will he tell you what the din is?" So that was the shayla that they didn't have a caterer. And when they prepared for the wedding, every balabasta cooked 10-20 portions of flesh to serve at the wedding. And then by mistake. Yeah. And then by mistake, one of the women who was cooking portions of meat for the wedding, she had a piece of meat on the counter, which was, she bought it to feed it to the cat. It was treifa. It wasn't kosher, it was treifa. And she's going to feed it to the cat. So she had a Jewish maid helping out in the house. So the Jewish maid saw the cooking flesh for the wedding. There's a piece of raw flesh over here. So she took the piece of raw flesh, she put it into the pot together with all the other flesh. So then the balabasa walked into the kitchen. She noticed that the piece of meat, the treifa piece of meat for the cat was missing. So she asked the Jewish Mishareses, where's the piece of meat? She said, she put it in the pot. She said, oi, take it out quickly. That's not kosher. So she took it out, and they weren't thinking, so they fed it to the cat. So the cat ate it up. And then they realized there's a shayla, because it was trefa. But flesh and flesh, the trefa flesh, but the kosher flesh, is mibiminai. So mibiminai, you only need shishim in the rabbanon, because there's no problem of tamkik, it all tastes the same. It's all the same flesh. The only need shishim rabbanon, and there's no way to calculate. The cat ate it up already. There's no way to calculate whether he had shishim. So the story goes that Rav Chaim said, "Mistama, the piece of meat that they were going to feed to the cat, they didn't salt it. The balabastas only salt the meat that they're going to eat themselves. The meat they're going to feed to the cat, you don't have to salt." So there was a shaylav dam. So the shaylav dam, dam and flesh, that's min mishenim inay. So min mishenim inay shishim and atar. You don't know if you have shishim, so then you have to go to chumra. But there was dam shebishla. So dam shebishla is only the rabbanim. So that's Rab Chaim said wrong. Dam shebishla is the rabbanim mitam the isa dam. But over here, in addition to the isa dam, it's an isa rab yotzeh min asar asa. Dam from a behemah tmeya is yotzeh min asa. So dam from a behemah treifa, it was a treifa a month before they echted it. Dam from an avela is not going to be yotze min ha'asa. Dam from an avela, while the animal was alive, it was not an avela, and after it dies, it's not producing any more dam. So there's no such thing as dam from an avela that's going to be yotze min ha'asa. But dam from a treifa, you can have it with treifa for the last month of its life. So dam from a treifa should be yotze min ha'asa. And dam shebishla is not going to take off the yisa deraisa. Dam shebishla only takes off the yisa dam. Dam is based on what's read Israel Kagabi Hamizbeach, but it doesn't take up the Israel Yotzim and Atam. So that's where Abchaim was Mabain to ask all these questions, and he paskin lechumer that it's a Sufik deraisa, and it's also the whole thing always in the Prim Gadim. Prim Gadim has a Hanhogas Hashol Vanishol. You have to ask all of these questions. So that whole psak, the famous psak Abchaim, is all in the Prim Gadim. Yeah. So again, so here the Gemara has a shaila. What's a din? If you have a pig and a camel and it gives off milk, so that's yetzman atame. What about meiraglaim of a pig or meiraglaim of a chamor? So that should also be yetzman atame. So the Gemara says yetzman atame is if the body of the treifa animal, non-kosher animal, but it's a pig or a cow, but it's a treifa, has a broken leg last month. So if it produced the milk, if it produced, the shaila is when a chamor has meiraglayim, maybe it's just mayon. What does the Gemara have a lashon? Mayul mayonafik, the second line from the bottom. The animal drinks a lot. Human beings also drink. The animal drinks water, and it comes out the other end. It comes out as meiraglayim. So it's changed a little bit. How much is it changed? Maybe it's the water, the same water that went in. The animal drank the water, went through the system, comes out. Maybe that's not enough. The body of the animal didn't do enough to the liquid that it drank to make it yetzim and atami. Maybe it didn't do enough. So that's how the Gemara presents the shayla, yeah. So usually we have a cloud that if something, let's say an animal eats treifa food and it gives off soya. So the soya came from treifas. So you're going to say that soya is asa? No. The Gemara says pirsha b'alma. Whatever is pirsha b'alma is mutter. So there were some rabbanim years ago who were of the opinion that in America, they were of the opinion, they even printed this. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely incorrect. So they thought whatever is a waste product of an animal is automatically mutter b'achila, even if it's roi lachir. Mutter, there's no isa machovas asuris. Even if it's roi lachila, that's not true. A waste product is mutter because it's not roi lachila. If you serve it to people, they won't want to eat it. That's why. But it's not by definition a waste product. Take for example, if you have wine and you let it sit long enough, so it's going to turn into vinegar. How does wine turn into vinegar? So you have microorganisms who drink up the wine, and the vinegar is a waste product of the microorganisms. So some of the rabbanim said, all wine that turned into vinegar is a waste product, and it's pirsha b'alma. But that's ridiculous. The Chumash says that Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, and he's not allowed to drink chametz yain, b'chametz sheikh, he's not allowed to drink the vinegar from the wine. You're going to say vinegar is a waste product of the microorganisms. That's not correct. First of all, there is no such din. Here the Gemara talks about meiraglaim shel chamor. Meiraglaim is a waste product. Meiraglaim, the Gemara has a discussion. Is it roi lachila or not? The Gemara doesn't say whatever by definition is a waste product is mutter. It's not true. It has to be that it's not roi lachila. The Gemara discusses, would the people drink it, would the people not drink it? Shlomo Zalman Auerbach comments on this Gemara in one of his tshuvas. He says, if you're going to have a bottle, they're going to tell all the people this is meiraglaim achar. No one's going to want to drink it. So he says, to judge whether it's roi lachila or not, nifsim achila sodom. Nifsim achila sodom is muta menater, muta b'achila. With the Rabbanan, it's osir. Let's say you have, I have a tray for salami, and I left it out of the refrigerator for a month, and it's spoiled. If you eat it, you're going to get sick, you're going to get a bellyache. So it's nifsim achila sodom. Anyone who would look at it, they wouldn't want to eat. You leave a piece of treif of flesh out of the refrigerator for a month, it's going to become nifsim achila. So that's mutter min haTorah. I learned that from a pasuk. It says, what do you do with mvela lager shavashach dana b'achala mochala achi to a ger toshav? A ger tzedek, not allowed to eat mvela. Give it to a ger toshav. Ger toshav is a nachri who accepted upon himself to observe the sheva mitzvahs b'nina, but he doesn't observe the rest of the mitzvahs. So the Ger Toshav is not going to have too much support from the Goyim. So we have a mitzvah to give him tzedakah if he's in need. So that's why it says, Al Ger Shav HaShirach, Hitnar HaVachol, give him the Nevela. So the Gemara says, and Avodah Zarah, only Nevela HaRui LaGer, Krui Nevela. Nevela Sheni Rui LaGer, Eina Krui Nevela. If you have non-kosher food that's Nifsam Achili, you left the meat out of the refrigerator for a month, it's going to be spoiled, so it's Mutab Achili. So there's the Machlok Yisrael Rishayim, is it awesome with the Rabbanu? That's machlokes the Rosh and the Rambam. So we paskin that it's osa midi rabbanim because of achshavei. If you sit and eat, had this salami out of the refrigerator from Arsit Nayit the salami. So I demonstrate that as far as I'm concerned, it still is Roy Lachila. If I take it as a medication, food that is Nifsa Machila, then they put it in inside a pill and I eat it. That doesn't demonstrate that it's Roy Lachila. I'm eating it as a medication. You do all kinds of crazy things for medical purposes. But if I sit and eat the whole salami, I eat one piece after the other, like popcorn, I'm eating it. So then we pass in la locha that it's also the rabbanim because of achshadei. You demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, it's not nefsa ma'achila. Let's say you have some non-kosher food was nefsa ma'achila, and then I mix in a lot of sugar. And now it is roi l'achila. So now it tastes delicious. So of course people are going to eat it now. But the non-kosher ingredient, I'm eating it now because it has sugar in it. I'm not, by my eating it after adding vanilla sugar in it, it's very tasty, very sweet, very delicious. That doesn't demonstrate that as far as I'm concerned, it was never, I would never have eaten it before, but once they add the sugar in the vanilla, now it tastes good because of the taruva. So that's why Rabbi Meisel quotes the post and say, whenever it's Aidei Tarubis, he can't say Achshavei. He's eating it because of the other things that were mixed in, not because of the Trefa thing. But if you eat it alone, you have Trefa food that Nifsa Machila Sodom, and you eat it alone, you eat a lot of it, not just a little, but you eat a lot of it, so you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned. It's never Nifsa Machila, so that's awesome at the Rabbon. So that's what the Gemara has a shayla here. Well, it's a din of meraglaim shel chamar. So if you're going to tell people that this is meraglaim, no one's going to want to drink it. See if anymore. You don't tell the people. You just put it on the table at a wedding. You put in ice cubes, and you don't write what it is. So you're going to see whether you judge. Will the people drink it? Sometimes you have ginger ale. It tastes awful. Maybe it's meraglaim shel chamar. Maybe some kind of meraglaim. So if it tastes so bad that the people taste it and they stop, they don't want to drink anymore, they pour it out, so it's taka nifsa machila. But if they have ginger ale that tastes awful and they keep on drinking it, they have no brera, so then it is roi l'achila. So that's what the Gemara is not sure. What's the story of Meir Aglam Shol Chamor? Is it considered nifsa machila or not? So they say, the tiboilei desus and megmalim. What are you asking? Only a shot of meraglaim shel chamor. What about meraglaim of a camel? Meraglaim of a horse? The Gemara says wrong. No, susan and megmalim lama boilehu why the loy achiri. It's not the susim and the gemalim drink fluid. Everybody otherwise is going to dehydrate. They all drink a lot. So then you say, this is why my anophic, the animal drank water, and it goes out. It wasn't changed so much by going through the whole system of the animal. It didn't change too much. It's considered as if it's the original water. It's not enough input from the susim and the gemalim to call it yotzim and horse. It's basically the water that it was before. That's what Mar said. Ben raglaim susim and gemalim and boil with no shayla dole achiri. It's not much of an effect by the water. Lo doma lo cholof. Yeah, the pasuk that cholof of the behemoth meyos as es hagomol or gomol whatever the Gemara quoted on Vavam at base. The cholof of the behemoth meyos yotzmen osa. But here is my all my enough. Kineboilu the talmidim had a shayla. They asked, who is it? Rav Sheikh, what's the din? Kineboilu the chamor. Why the achiri? It looks thicker than plain old water. The Doma L'Cholov is a little bit, it looks like Cholov is a major developed by the goof of the Behema. The Behema drinks fluid and it gives off milk, so the milk looks much more than the Cholov. So that's a Shaila. Should I say, my, what's the thing? Should I say, the goof would come in do I say the animal produces, the chamor produces the meraglayim? So it's yotzim and ha'aser. But Dilma, my yul, my nothing. V'haydi achiri, how come it's so thick? Havla de bisrahu. Maybe it's the animal didn't change the water that much. Maybe it's my yul, my nothing. And it's not, it didn't have enough of an effect on the water that it drank that it should be considered yotzim and ha'aser. So the Gemara says, Rav Sheshes told the Talmidim, Amalu Rav Sheshes, the last line, you can tell from the Mishnah, say, Yosem and Atomic, Yosem and Atar, Mitomi by Kam, and then say, Yosem, Mitom. Yosem, Mitomi would sound like the Tommy produced it. Yosem, Min Hatomi means the animal is a Tommy, and something comes out from it. It doesn't really say, Dak is the Gadir. It sounds like even if the animal didn't have so much input, animal didn't have that much of an effect on the fluid that it drank water. It comes out as meraglim, but the meraglim, not that so much different from the water. Not so different. Basically water. So the Gemara says, it doesn't say in the Mishnah, it's a mitame, it says, it's a minhatame. So that sounds like, even though the goof of the Bema didn't have that much of an effect on the water, it's still included in the din of Yotze min HaTomei Tomei Shani. Okay. Nika de Amri, another version has a not like we said before, that Susim and Gemalim, it's muta because my Anophic and the animal didn't have enough of an effect, but a different suggestion. Nika, another version of what happened was, Susim Amlokam Boilhut, the Loshasu Inchi, it's Nisim Achil. If you put it on the table in the wedding, the people will not drink it. So it's not Nebel Sheni Ruil Agir. Learned that from that post, Gerish Abishach, it's not about Cholo, Nebel Ger Kru in Nebel, Nebel Sheni Ruil Agir, any Kru in Nebel. So the Meirag Lime of Susan, the Malin, and Nisim Achil. Not because it's a waste product. No such din. A waste product is automatically Nisim Achil. I mean, because people wouldn't eat it. That's why. Kikam Aboilo. The only time it's a shot of the chamor, the shosu in shim avali arkona. It helps. Mala means it is effective if you have a sickness that's called yarkona. Yarkona means, yarok means he's jaundiced. His face is all yellow. His face is yarok is either green or yellow or brown. Different colors. Yeah. So if a person has a certain sickness, in the days of the Gemara, the refuah was to drink merag lam shalamar. The people would drink it. So that's a shot. They drink it because it's a medication. But at a wedding, if you put it in the middle of the table, and no one, you won't tell them what it is, then people will drink it. They're going to spit it out. They're going to stop drinking it. So that's what the Gemara is asking. What's the din? The din depends. What's the fact? If you put it on a table at a wedding, and they're not sick, if they're sick with arkona, and they know that this is merag lam shel chamor, and the doctors in the days of the Gemara recommended it, that was the refuah then. But then it's considered royal achim. So the Gemara was mesupik, is it called royal achilama? Okay, so that's what the Gemara discusses. So then the Gemara discusses also the vash. Honey comes from bees. Bees are not kosher. Bees is a non-kosher animal. So the honey that's developed by the bees should be yotzei min ha'asarasa, but everybody eats honey. How do you know honey is kosher? How do you know that honey is kosher? So there are psukim. How do you know that honey is kosher? So the shayla is, why is bees honey kosher? And what about honey from other non-kosher insects? So that's a big machlekes hatanan. So the Gemara quotes, it's a machlekes. There was the Tana Rab Yankov in there. Rab Yankov said the reason why bees honey is kosher is because the bees go around and they pick up the pollen from all of the flowers and they chew it up, it goes in their belly, and then it comes out. So basically, it's not really, that's what the Tara Yankov says. Basically, the honey is not produced by the bee, it's not Yotzei min HaTomei. The bee just mixes together the ingredients that it picks up, the pollen that it picks up from all of the different flowers, and it adds very little. So basically, it's not Yotzei min HaTomei. But if you have the other insects that give off, let's say you have Dvash Gezen or Dvash Tzirin, mother insects, that they produce the honey, they produce it like a non-kosher animal produces milk or produces blood, but then the honey from the Gezen and the Tzirin will be awesome. That's where the Tana Rabbi Yankov holds. The other Tana I'm saying, no, that's not why bees honey is muta. It's not muta because it picks up, it collects the pollen, and it just mixes it together in its own body. It really is Yotzei min HaTomei, should have been asked about it, so it's never sarcastic with that, it's muta. So the other Tanoim have a machlekes, maybe just like there's a Xeris HaKasu, that bee's honey is mutter, even though it should have been Yotzim and Asa, so too the honey from the Gezim and the Xim should also be mutter. Maybe I should say no, maybe the Xeris HaKasu, that honey is mutter, is only Stam Dvash, that doesn't have a Shem Lavai. Dvash Stam is Dvash Dvoirim. But if you have Dvash Gezim or Dvash Tzirin, then that's known as, you don't call it Dvash Stam. So every so often in the Gemara you have a din, that something only applies if it doesn't have Shem Lava, if it doesn't go with another name. But if it's called Dvash Gezen and Dvash Tzirin, so the Heter on Dvash doesn't apply. So that's Machwekis and Shulchanach, 2 days in Shulchanach, whether Dvash Gezen and Dvash Tzirin, Machwekis HaRishonim, whether it's included in the Heter of Dvash or not. Did you need a Heter for Dvash? That's the shot. Did you need a Heter for Dvash? And yes, we spoke a little bit about Ishtana. The Gemara was quoting a machlokes from other mesechtas. A woman who's a menekes, a woman who's nursing, is assumed to be a mesulekes damin. So why did that? What caused that phenomenon? So there's one opinion that the Tanaim had a scientific machlokes. Machlokes in biology. Is it dam nechav and asacholov? When she's nursing the baby, so the dam nida doesn't come because that dam nida is converted into cholov. And nonetheless, the Torah says that describes Eretz cholov with dvash. It must be that it's kosher. The Torah's not going to praise Eretz Yisrael by saying it has treifa milk. Means Gemara assumes the cholov means regular milk. Erezov's cholov dvash means milk. Others interpret means white wine. But the Gemara seems to be interpreting cholov means the milk. So you see that the milk is kosher. Even though it started off as dam. Dam nechav and asa cholov. So is that the Gemara said that's a Xeris HaKasu, that's a Chiddush. So the Gemara said, just like it's a Chiddush that Kavah Behemah Torah is kosher, maybe it should have been lost because it started off as dam. So maybe even dam and maybe even milk of the Behemah Tmeya should also be Mutter. That's why the Tam needed a Pasik, either Gomel, Gomel, Esa Gomel, you need the Yes to be Marvin. Not only the Gomel, it's also even the Chalav of the Gomel. Even the Chalav of the Gomel is also because you would have thought. Cholov is always a chiddush. It's always breaking the rule. Cholov should have been also because it started off as dam. Yeah, so that's what there is a gemara. We mentioned it last week. Let me just give the gemara comment. There is a gemara in Brachas. The gemara talks about musk. Musk gives a pleasant odor. So let's say you walk into a perfume store. A factory where they process perfume. So you say, bracha, depending on how they manufacture the perfume. So if the perfume comes from, if the good smell comes from pears that are edible, they say, nesem rechtol ba pears. If it comes from trees, or comes from bushes, so then you say, nesem rechtol, bore, atse besamen. If it comes from grass, you say, bore, isbe besamen. So what if you have musk? Where does the musk come from? So Gemara says, you say bari minim b'samim. It doesn't come from grass and it doesn't come from branches. It comes from an animal. So the Rabbeinu Yaina and that Gemara in Brachas, well, the Gemara has all the dinim of b'chusarech. Here it says, and the side it says it's in Brachas daf mem dalet. So the Rabbeinu Yaina says, he thinks that the musk is muta b'chila. So you can even mix it into the soup itself. You want the soup to have a pleasant reyach, so you can, the musk comes from an unkosher animal, and the dam collects in the neck of the animal. The dam collects in the neck, and then it converts over a while, it converts, and it becomes this pleasant smell. It does not like dam anymore. So since it's an isish and ishtan, it started off as dam, and now it doesn't look like dam at all. So he says that will be mutter. The Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Yaina. He says, how do you know that it's mutter? Who says that to such a din? So there are many other things. Anisa shenishtana becomes mutter. That's based on the, in Bava Kamma. If you learn Bava Kamma, you have Perek HaGozel. HaGozel Eitzim Ason. How does it say? HaGozel Eitzim Ason. I forgot what it says there. He made a table. I stole wood and I made a chair. I made a table out of it. So Shinui Koine. So the Gemara says, whether Shinui Koine is a machlik is Bisham and Bisilo. Because the Torah says you're not allowed to bring as a korban Eston Zaina or Mechir Kelev. Kitu Avas Hashem Gam Shnehem. So Bisilo Gam Shnehem, the Hey Mem. With the word Shnehem, both Eston Zaina Mechir Kelev are two psulim. Gam Shnehem, the word He, the two letters Hem, Heim below Shinuyen. If I gave, I went to a Zaina and I gave her as a salary, I gave her a sack of grain and she ground it up and she made flour out of it and she wants a kapora for her parnosa. She's a prostitute for a living, so she feels bad. So she knows she's doing something not proper, so she wants to bring a korban mincha. Let's say I gave her a cluster, a lot of grapes, a ton of grapes. She squeezes out the grapes and she makes wine. She wants to bring nesochim from the wine. She wants to bring a korban nesochim. Usually, milchasim and iskem came a duber. You bring milchasim and iskem in conjunction with a korban. That's in Tere Sedra. And the Parsha Shlach. But the Gemara said, the Mishnah said that in Zvachim, there is such a thing. A person is misnad of yayin. That's the ganze korban, is yayin. So, I gave the Zaina grapes, and she has schiris pilem, besnana, and she made wine out of it. I gave her grain, she ground it up, and she made flour out of it. That's nishtana. So Basila say, hey, v'lo sheniye. And Bishama disagree, and they say, no, it says gam. And gam shnehem, gam v'rabi sheniye. That's the machloika. So according to Basila, we don't know why does it say gam. According to Bishama, we don't know why does it say hem. Gam shnehem. What does it say, the hey mem? So the Gemara said, we don't know the answer. Okay. We don't know the answer. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says there in Bava Kamma that a ganav who steals a behemoth, a ganav steals something. He steals logs and he makes a table out of it, makes a chair out of it. So shinui koine, that's according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, it could be that shinui is not koine. Why is shinui koine? Shinui koine because a ganav who steals something, Mikra din should really be koina. The thing that he stole, even though it's bigzela, he should be koina. But there's a chayvus hashava that says vehei should be zagzela. So since there's a chayv hashava, so that prevents him from being koina. What happens if the geneva is nishtana? Goes late to Maston. I forgot the Mishnah. He made kelim out of the eitzim. So if it's a shina nishtana, so you no longer have the mitzvah of vehei should be zagzela. Just like you no longer have the psul of Eston Zayin Mechir Kelev because it was Nishtana, so you don't have the psul. So you don't have the mitzvah of the Heishim Sagzela if the Chayfah Sagzela was Nishtana. And once there's no Chayfah Sagzela, there's nothing preventing the Ganef from being Kleiner. That's also a Gemara Bava Kamma. Let's say the Ganef stole something and is Kleiner the Chayfah using the principle of Kamalei B'Derabinei. Let's say he was Baba Machteris and he stole something. And it's not Nishtana. But Baba Machteris is Nitan Laharga Ben Avshe, Nitan Hatzila Ben Avshe, he allowed to kill him. So the Sifra, this Mechilta has a brush on the Pasuk that you say, come let me do Rabbinay. So the Gemara says, Baba Machteris, and it was Nitan Laharga because he's treated him like a Raidev, and he stole something. So there's one opinion in the Gemara, we don't pass like one opinion. Since it's come like the rabbinate, he's not mechuyev to give back the chayvus hagzela. So therefore, he's kind of the gzela. B'damim ganinu. Since he's chay misa, it's come like the rabbinate. We don't pass him like that. So then the Balamor says it's only a chumrah that we don't pass him like that. Nikra, then we should pass him like that. The other Rishonim say no, we don't pass him like that. Come like the rabbinate only paters a chayv to pay mammon, but it doesn't pater a chayv to give back at the end. The ganav stole the bien, he's b'chayv to give back the heshev is hagzela. But whenever the ganav is not chayv, he no longer has the mitzvah of heshev is hagzela, then the din is that he is kainah. So let's say the heshev is hagzela was nishtana. It's a different chepta. So the mitzvah of heshev is hagzela only applied to the original chepta, no longer applies now. That's the din of nishtana. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says. If you have some food that's osir, you have dam, and the dam collects in the neck of this animal, that's the musk that has a pleasant smell, and it's nishtana legame, now it's no longer dam, it's a totally different thing. So he says, chayfet shenishtana, it's considered a different chayfet salpi din, no longer has the original din, no longer has the original din once that it was dam. So that could be that he learned that in this Gemara. I would have thought that all milk in the world should be also because dam lechem and asal chav starts off as dam, but now it's a chayfet shenishtana, now it turned into cholov. That's what the pasuk tells you. This is shenishtana, is muta. This is the makkah. The Rosh asks, where's the makkah? So the makkah is this pasuk. That's what the achrenim is. Chak that you have, I mean, in the Gemara, that cholov should be osir because of dam, but it's an issue shenishtana. They give different answers. Some of them say that's exactly what the pasuk tells you. Issue shenishtana is muta. This is the makkah for that. Yeah, so we mentioned on that machloik is the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yonah, where the issue shenishtana is also a muta. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Siman Resh Tazayin. The Mishnah Berurah is in Sifkotan Zayin. It's a 15-line Mishnah Berurah, 10-line Mishnah Berurah. So he quotes the Pinagodim that we have a hachra that by Yisurim Daraisa, if it's an issue Daraisa, we should be machmal like the Rosh, that an issue Shenishtana is also. But if it's only a Derabbanan that you're dealing with, or it's a Daraisa, but it's a Dov HaMamid, and you really have shishim, the Rambam is only not bought on the Rabbanon. So then, whenever the whole issue is only Rabbanon, then we do rely on the Rabbeinu Yonah. That is, shenishtana is muta. If you have an issue, there are eyes, then we're not making like this Rabbeinu Yonah. So these are some of the ideas. This is kasha. These are topics that appear in Nir Dechei Legalav, all based on this Dafkin. This is one of the major Dafkin when you get the kashras. Where do I have a homage? In this week's Sedra, we have the din of Hafrosh Peschala. A lot of people make a mistake. They think you only have to be Mafrosh Peschala from bread, by Bafochim, Lechem, or Oretz. That's not correct. Cake and cookies is also called Lechem. It's a subcategory of Lechem. It's Pasa Babikistan, but it is Pas. So that's what the Gemara says, if you eat enough cake, if you eat a ton of cake, you can wear suit on the cake, then you have to say amoitz, you have to wash until the suit, you have to bench brichot hamazon, so it's called lecha. So the din is that the Gemara says, menater rechitachas pater, it's called akri. I have a room with tons and tons of tevel. If I give a tiny little kernel of grain for truma, that takes off the holy tevel. You have to take off Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni also. Or if it's the third year, the sixth, you have to take off Maaser Rani instead of Maaser Sheni. But as far as the Trum is concerned, Chita Achas solves the problem. So that's a question, but the Mishnah is talking about giving Echad Mechamishim Mida Beninus. You give 2%, one out of 50. And if you want to be more generous, you should give one out of 40. You want to be a little stingy, you give 1 out of 60. But these are recommendations. So all of these, this is all Midrabbana. So that's hard to believe. So that's what the Torah Tmima quotes in Nabi Yehuda on this pasuk. And it's really, Nabi Yehuda writes, he thinks he's the first one in the history of the world who came up with this Chiddush. But already said in the Tosis Rid on Kiddush in the beginning of the second day. Tosis Rid was born in Italy, Rabbeinu Yishai Vitrani, then he learned in Germany, and then he came back to northern Italy. And he has many misfits. He has Chidushim, he has Psokim, he has Sifrei Psak. So he has the same Chidush that the Nevi Yehud in the 1700s came up with a Chidush. The Tosfos Rid has the same Chidush. That there were two dinim over here. Chita achas pateres is called akri, can take mashu to take off the Issa Tevel. As far as Truma is concerned, that's for the Issa Tevel. But this is one of the 24 Matnas Kuna, the Gemara says in the end of Chulin, the Choftav and Matnas Kuna. The Kohanim and the Levim were not L'chelik Bo'aretz. It used to be an agricultural society in Eretz Yisrael, and all the Shvatim got a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. The Levim only got the Mem Chesori Halvim. So they didn't have enough, the Kohanim and the Levim, they didn't have enough agriculture to be able to live on that. So the Torah requires that everybody has to give Maserishin to the Levim and have the 24 Matnas Kuna. So the only thing to give Chitach as for Truma, that's a peanut. So how is that going to be a Matnas Kuna? So because of this second aspect, there's one din, there's a Tevel. Calls man, you're not Mafrish Chalitz, and he's a Tevel, you're not allowed to eat it. Chitach has takes off, he's a Tevel. But as a Matnas Kuna, that's a din deraisa. You have to give a Chaticha Rui Leskabit. You have to give significant portion to the Kohen. You're not mechuyev to give 50%. You're not mechuyev to give. You can give anything between mashu and 100%. The Mishnah says, "Oh, it's a gogon no truma. It's not chal. If you kurish em truma on everything, it's not chal. You can give 99% as truma. You can give from mashu chita achas. You can give 2%, 10%, 20%, 30%, 99%. You give 100%. That's not called racious." Says Rashis, Arisa Sechem, Rashis means Shere and Nikorim. You have to have, this is Kodesh and this is Chol. You have to have a contrast. If you're declaring everything is Kodesh, everything is Truma, but that's not called Rashis, so that's not Chol. You have to leave over something, but you have to give a significant amount. So that's what the Tanaim said. It's a Dinder, it's not a Dinder Rabban. If you give 2%, that's reasonable amount. That's I'm not going to give so much, but everybody else is also going to give 2%. Of their tzvua, they're going to give it as challah. So that's what the purpose of the matnas kohuna. There's Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachis gives this as a mashal. You can be mafrish chita achas, or you can be mafrish 10%, 20%, 90%, 95%. You can't give everything. So he says mashal amar davadayme. He talks about tosefa Shabbos. When you make Tosef HaShabbos, the Rabbeinu Yonah on the Rif, on Brachas, follows the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that the first, a mil is an amount of time. So the first 3 1/4 mil after Shkia, every day, is Vadayom. The stars are, the sky is full of stars. That's what the Vilna Gaon says, it's ridiculous. Hachush Makhish, no, it's not true. How can you say the first 50 minutes? After the first 55 minutes, after the Shkia is Vadayon, the sky is full of stars. It's already Tzeisa Kacham. That's at the Rabbeinu Tam. Many Rishonim went like that. So the first 3 1/4 mil after the Shkia is Vadayon, and then starts the period of Ben Hashmashes for 3/4 of the mil, and then after the length of time that it would take to walk 4 mil, then it's Tzeisa Kacham. So he says, how early can you make those seven Shabbos? We assume in Shulchan Aruch, starting from Plaga Mincha. He's, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes, starting from Shkia. We assume after Shkia is already Ben Hashmashes. So what kind of Tosef is Ben Hashmashes? It's Sofek Yom Sofek Laila. That's the Sofek Beraisa L'chumer. That's more than Tosef. Tosef has to be before the Shkia. After Meyos Mechal HaKadosh, before the Shkia. That's why many people have the practice. They daven Mincha on Erev Shabbos right before the Shkia. They just finish Mincha by the skin of their teeth before the Shkia. And then the Chazan does the Chazaras HaShatz after the Shkia. By the Hasidim, they don't begin to daven Mincha until deep into the night, way after the Shkia. So that's what they tine it. Kosher Glover has all I said about this. Where is the Tosef HaShabbos? So it has to be before the Shkia. When it comes Shkia, it's already Sveik HaDaraisa. That's not Tosef. So the Rabbeinu Yonah writes that the first 3 1/4 of the mil, if you can make Tosef HaShabbos during that period of time. So he says, just like by Truma, you can be Mafresh Chita Achas, or mafresh 2%, or mafresh 20%, 80%, 90%, as much as you want. Can't make 100%, that's not called racious. Shereh Nikarim, you have to have Kodesh and Chol to emphasize the contrast, to appreciate that this is Kodesh, the Shum is the Kodesh, and the Chulim is the Karmim is the Chol. But you can make a little bit of more and more and more. So he said the same by Tosef HaShabbos. If you want, you can make everything Tosef HaShabbos, starting from the Shkia. And or if you want, you can make 20 minutes to 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes, as much as you want. At this time, the 3 1/4 mil between the Shkia and the beginning of the Ben Hashmashes amount of time. Okay, we left off in the middle of Big Masichta. I just attended last week, I had the Simcha, we attended a Pidyon HaBen. So one of the grandfathers said, the Ritor by the Pidyon HaBen, so he said over from the Sfarno on Chumash and Pidyon HaBen, a statement that's al pi halacha not correct. So the Sfarno says that you're not allowed to play with your baby until after you make the Pidyon HaBen. So it used to be a big Talmud Chacham in America. He used to go to Blazer Silver. He lived in Cincinnati. Everybody knows. His son was Rabbi David Silver. He took over his Rabbanus in Pennsylvania. So Blazer Silver wrote a shtickle of an encyclopedia, alphabetically arranged, of Gemaras. So he has in his encyclopedia, he quotes this Sfarno, and he quotes others who said the same. Then it also writes like that in his commentary on the Shiltas. He quotes Achronim who said like that. So he says it's against the Befei Bishimah at the end of the first parak in Bechores. The Gemara says there are two kinds of pidyon. If you have Ma'aseh Sheni, you're not allowed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz LiYerushalayim. If you have Hegdash, it's Kodesh, you're not allowed to eat it. So if you do pidyon on Ma'aseh Sheni, that's a pidyon that takes off the Isser. Now you're allowed to eat the Ma'aseh Sheni. It's no longer Ma'aseh Sheni. The Kedusha goes from the food onto the money, and the food is Yetzer Luchon, you're permitted to eat it Chutz LiYerushalayim. And if you do pidyon on Hegdash, the Kedusha goes onto the money, and there's no longer Kedusha on the Shtikal food, so you're permitted to eat it. But the Gemara says there's pidyon haben, where the pidyon is a mitzvah to give money to the kohen. It's one of the 24 matnas kuna. But there was no iser hano on the baby that the pidyon takes off. So that's given. And the machlekes hatanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon is, what's the story about pidyon petach hamor? Pidyon petach hamor tifta b'seh. He say petach hamor kind of pidyon is also b'hanoa. And the pidyon by giving the five shkolim, he take off the iser hano from the petach hamor. He say, no, there's no iser hano. There's no iser hano at all. It's a mitzvah. You have a petach hamor. It's a mitzvah to give a tifta b'seh. But you're not taking off. So the Gemara gives us the two mishalim. Pidyon ma'aseh sheni, pidyon hegdash. The pidyon transfers the kedusha, takes off the iser. Pidyon haben, there's no iser. The Gemara says, just a mitzvah of matan to give that amount. So that's a difficult svarno. That is a problematic svarno. Okay, so we're going to take a break during the summer. And if we'll have enough interest, we'll see. Have enough interest, we'll continue this year after the summer. We'll see at that time. We have to decide whether we want to continue on Chorus or we want to learn something else. Okay, we have all summer to decide. Right. Have a pleasant summer. Everyone should have simchas. I mentioned at the beginning, my grandson, Rabbi Tani Cohen's oldest child, got engaged to Rabbi Moshe Tachman's daughter. Rabbi Moshe Tachman learned in the yeshiva in the Kerlo, and now he works in the OU, the Kashrus department. He's one of the many rabbanim who works there. Very elegant person. So my grandson got engaged to his daughter. They'll be getting married after the summer. So that's why I wasn't able to give the shiur last night, because I had to attend the simcha that they had. We should all have simchas by Yom
Shabbat. Amen. Mazel tov. Mazel tov.
Wonderful summer.
Mazel tov. Thank you, Yashikar.
Welcome to you.
Good evening.